Have you ever thought about what keeps the Earth from collapsing under its own gravity? Well, it's that the compression, that atoms don't like to be compressed, and there's a huge pressure at the center of the Earth trying to crunch it into ever smaller volumes. But atoms, once you compress them a certain amount, say enough, we're not going to let you compress any further. And so the Earth doesn't sort of keep shrinking under its own gravity and collapsing, it just stays there. And its present size is always going to be that same size, pretty much. In a brown dwarf, there's more material, and at some point, the overhead pressure from all of that mass overcomes the repulsive forces of the atoms and the electrons inside the atoms. It actually squeezes the electrons out of the atoms like you'd squeeze water out of a wet rag. And these atoms then are the electrons that are squeezed out, now are not able to expand enough, and the only thing that they can do, they don't like to be squeezed together indefinitely. There's something called the Pauli principle, which doesn't allow two electrons to have exactly the same location or to be very close to each other unless one of them is much hotter than the other. So what happens is you drive up the temperature of the electrons, and eventually the pressure of that very high temperature electron gas keeps that brown dwarf from collapsing. For a star, even that electron pressure isn't enough, and so if you get as much mass as the sun has, then the only thing that keeps the sun from collapsing is that it gets so hot in the center that nuclear reactions take place, and these nuclear reactions then are able to form helium out of hydrogen. And it's so hot in there that these reactions take place, and they keep this, they provide enough energy that they can keep the interior hot, even though much of that energy escapes from the surface of the sun. So there are three different types of things. Types like the Earth and Jupiter are sufficiently small that they exist by virtue of these atomic repulsive forces. The brown dwarfs, which are a new class of stars that hadn't been seen until maybe 3-4 years ago, but whose birth we are now witnessing in the infrared, are the ones that are held apart and kept finite size by this electron pressure. And then there are things like the stars, which we've known about for centuries, which are like the sun, and which have these nuclear reactions taking place in their centers. The brown dwarfs do not.